Canton police officer fired after kicking a man during an August 2024 arrest has been reinstated. Brandon Mamarov returned to work April 11th. Our arbitrator previously determined the city did not meet the justification standards to terminate him. Safety Service Director Andrea Perry fired Mamarov in September after saying he violated the department's use of force rule. He was one of the officers who responded to a fight near a department complex on Morris Avenue Northeast. Body cam showed the officer kicking a suspect who was kneeling while another officer held him at gunpoint. Repository reports the arbitrator agreed with the police union, who said the termination was too severe. The decision cannot be appealed. Man accused in a drive-by shooting in Alliance has been formally charged. 19-year-old Aiden Muhammad of Alliance, indicted Wednesday by the grand jury on charges of felonious assault, improperly discharging a firearm into a habitation, and having weapons under disability. His arraignment scheduled today in Common Pleas Court. Muhammad allegedly was driving a car when he shot at least four times in an occupied home in the first block of East Ely Street February 7th. He was not permitted to have a gun due to a felonious assault conviction last year. Stark County commissioners have approved an agreement with the cities of Alliance, Canton, and Massillon to house inmates at the county jail. Under a resolution passed Wednesday, the rate will be $131.65 per prisoner. The one-year agreement retroactive to March 1st. Commissioners also approved a professional services agreement with Verdantis to perform design work for replacement of the Easton Street Bridge. The cost will not exceed $278,680. Akron-Canton Airport adding another nonstop flight. Starting October 6th, American Airlines will operate two nonstop flights a day to Chicago O'Hare Airport. Departure times are 6:45 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. Arrivals back at CAK are 2 o'clock and 7:05 p.m. Tickets will be available Monday online or through the American Airlines app. American also operates nonstop service from CAK to Charlotte and Reagan Washington National Airport. New administrator is needed in Perry Township. Joyce Martin will retire at the end of the week. She was hired as an administrative assistant in 1999 and has been township administrator since 2008. According to the repository, trustees are seeking applications for the job, which will be advertised until it's filled. Salary will be based on experience. A former school bus driver and softball coach in Latonia fired over allegations of misconduct involving students faces a count of voyeurism. The misdemeanor filed Thursday in Columbiana County Municipal Court against 49-year-old Scott Andre of Latonia. He's accused of having inappropriate pictures of sixth-grade students and staff members on his phone. Andre was fired in February after an internal investigation determined he pursued recent graduates with inappropriate intentions, struck students on the hand with a ruler, and entered a locker room where a junior high student was changing. The East Palestine School District seeking at least $30 million in its lawsuit against Norfolk Southern Railroad. The school system filed the suit in Youngstown Federal Court. Superintendent James Rook and attorney Ashley Case Slitfold outlined the complaint during a news conference Wednesday. The suit alleges Norfolk Southern failed to reimburse costs incurred due to the 2023 train derailment, such as housing and transportation of residents displaced by evacuation orders and use of school facilities by first responders. The railroad also accused of not following through on a promise to move and rebuild the district's athletic facilities and construct a community wellness center. Austin Town Police investigating a shooting that sent a man to the hospital Wednesday night. Officers responded to an apartment on Compass West Drive around 8:10. They found the victim lying near a parking lot with a gunshot wound to his left leg. The alleged shooter, 20-year-old Isabella Rapucci, later turned herself in to Warren Police. She claimed self-defense. She said she was earlier threatened at the complex by a man with a gun. She was charged with felonious assault, tampering with evidence, receiving stolen property, and two weapons counts. Police say the handgun was recovered along a bike path in Warren. The Trumbull County grand jury has indicted eight women on charges of running a human trafficking ring. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost announced the 83-count indictment Thursday. It alleges the defendants operated the Tiger Spa and Sunny Spa on West Market Street in Warren, both accused of being illegal fronts for sex trafficking and money laundering. The ring allegedly trapped Korean women at the establishments for 3 months at a time, forced them to live on the premises, and perform sex for money. The activity occurred over a period of more than 5 years. Warrants were executed at the businesses in March 2023. Investigators executed another warrant Thursday at Sunny Spa.